Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Captify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the H1 FY26 post-earnings conference call of Cosmix CRF Limited. Today on the call from the management, we have with us Mr. Aditya Vikram Birla, Chairman and Managing Director. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform all of you that this call may contain forward-looking statements, which may involve risk and uncertainties. Also, a reminder that this call is being recorded. I would now request the management to run us through the investor presentation, briefing us about the business and performance highlights for the period ended September 2025, the growth plan and vision for the coming year, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, Aditya.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, everyone. I'm extremely sorry for the glitch that has happened. I mean, we were also sitting and waiting for this. But however, thank God we are back on time and probably ready to start with this. So good evening, everyone, once again, and thank you for joining us for the con call for Cosmix CRF H1 FY26. This numbers that we have come out with this time in terms of our balance sheets, in terms of PL, standalone as well as consolidated, seems extremely tremendous and exceptional in its own nature because of the challenging situation that the entire industry has gone through because of the lack of wheel sets availability. Along with that, the extended monsoons that has actually caused a lot of this, you know, harakiri around the entire market, where people do not know exactly how the EPC contractors will face the challenges and be in a position to take material from us, which is our NS part. So I'm just giving you an overview as to what we've gone through. There are other challenges that we had to face because of the fact that we were getting our RDSO licenses, and the moment we actually went into the RDSO portion, we realized that the SDRs were changing. So the SDR got changed. There were a couple of machines that had to be added further. But however, we've caught on to the timeline like always, and we have come out with beautiful and flying colors. Now, Vinay, we would like to start with, I think this is the basic point of me mentioning what we've gone through in the lines. But what we'll try to do is we'll go through the next page, which is the resilience through after the page. Yeah, this one, right? So I will just highlight the main points throughout this entire deck that we mentioned that we made for all the investors to go through. It is something that you can go through and you can take it in your own stride, read through this entire long deck that we all have prepared with all our heart so that it gives you some clarity about the company, about the standalone Cosmix CRF, and also its its subsidiaries called that is the NS Engineering Projects Private Limited and also Cosmix Springs and Engineers Limited. So what businesses that we are into, what are our plans, what are our numbers, and things like that. But primarily, before we actually close down to this point where we just want to sum up the whole thing, I will go through the basic numbers. So the numbers that are very exciting and numbers that are very interesting to the management, from the management's desk to the investors, those things we'll want to talk about. So I think the first point is, Vinay, can we just go to the slide of key highlights, 1 by 6? Yeah, thank you. So the revenue for our console, which includes Cosmix CRF as the prime, and along with that, the subsidiary, which is NS Engineering Projects Private Limited, and also Cosmix Springs and Engineers Limited, together has done a revenue shoot-up of almost 80-odd%. The last year, when we compare apple to apple, last year, H1 FY25, we had a revenue console revenue of 169.4 crores, whereas this year vis-a-vis we have 304.5 crores. The H1 FY25 the EBITDA was standing at 21.9 crores, whereas this year we are at 37.8 crores. The PAT, as usual, there was actually 17.6 crores compared to 24.5 crores this year. And when I say 17.6 crores for H1 FY25, it is actually a number that has come out after an exceptional addition that we have done, which is to the tune of 5.9 crores. So if you do the basic math, just a minute. If you do the basic math, then we are talking about 17.6 crores minus 5.9 crores. So we were exactly 11.7 crores in terms of PAT last year, the same time. Whereas this time we are 24.5 crores, which is almost 100% jump. But however, we have to take the exceptional items in consideration also. And that is why the PAT has jumped by almost 40% and the EBITDA has jumped by almost 73 to 75%. The next page is the projections that the company had given. So I think I was new in this entire start of running these kind of companies in the boards and having investors on board. So I probably was putting out numbers, but the numbers are actually governed by two major ideas and two major outcomes. So the outcomes that we talk about when we talk about like wholesome numbers, like, this is the number that we'll be able to achieve. So the number basically comes out of the pricing of the raw material, which is not in our control, right? So when last year, when we're talking about, we achieved 400 crores odd, 400 plus odd crores in terms of turnover, people were very upset. And I was shocked as to why were they upset, because according to me, the numbers were decent. But the point was, they were realizing and believing that the numbers were to the tune of, they should have been to the tune of 500 crores, because the management put out a statement saying we will make 500 crores at a top line. However, we did the same amount of tonnage. So this year we want to highlight tonnages more than the numbers, because for the last 5 odd years, I think the steel prices at large has been softening every year. I mean, when I started my Cosmic CRF business at large in 2021-22, our average selling prices used to be around 110 rupees, 104 rupees, 105 rupees a kilo. That is 1,04,000 rupees a ton. And today, when we talk about, say, pricing in terms of the raw material sale, the finished price sales, the selling price averaging to around 64,000-65,000 rupees per metric ton, which is a huge, huge change. So, however, this is one of the major reasons why we are highlighting the tonnages. So this year, our capacity, installed capacity in standalone has shot up from 36,000 metric tons last year to 55,000 tons this year. And this is because of the constant capexes that we are doing. If anybody's been to our Singur plant, the primary plant of Cosmic CRF, the first plant, you will realize that we used to have an 80,000 square feet of shed. Today, when you go there, you'll realize that I've literally not left any land space available, because we've covered everything with sheds and machines. So it's literally doubled up in terms of its scope inside the plant. Along with that, we've set up a lot of our ancillaries across the board, which have helped us build up our machineries, build up our internal strengths, our R&Ds, and also build up our knowledge on how to provide the market with more and more products. The order book last year was standing at 520 odd crores. This year, standing at 615 crores. And this is inclusive, as we say, it's console, it's inclusive of the order book that is coming in from NS Engineering also. The sales volume last year in standalone was practically, I think, around, if I'm not wrong, around the whole year for Cosmic CRF was almost 21,000-22,000 metric tons. In half yearly, I think the entire quantum was 22,500 metric tons. Whereas this year, the sales volume half yearly is 47,200 metric tons. Last year, I remember we had closed the book with 55,000 metric tons of sales. Whereas this year, we, as we kind of, promised, we kind of assured, keeping our best interest in space, that yes, we want to double the volumes of sales and production. So we are looking towards achieving 110,000 tons in by the end of this financial year. The third page. The highlights, the third part of the highlights that we wanted to mention was that the production capacity has gone up from 36,000 metric tons to 55,000 metric tons. So that's almost a 50 to 55% odd jump. The second one was with our larger subsidiary, which is the NSEPL, which is NS Engineering Projects Private Limited. When we had started this again, when we bought out NS Engineering Projects Private Limited in March and April 2024, the capacity that they used to have was approximately 17 to 18,000 odd metric tons. We built it up to almost 25,000 odd metric tons initially when we were starting. We didn't get our licenses by then. By the time we had started, we were talking about 45,000 metric tons in capacity. And we said that we will touch 65,000 metric tons in capacity. However, when now that we are building and we've claimed more land around it, we have covered all the other places also. The galvanizing is in full flow, full go. Our entire capacity shot up to almost 80 odd thousand metric tons. The total, the strength that has happened across the board with all our subsidiaries is just not NS Engineering also. It's also with Cosmic Springs and Engineers. Cosmic Springs and Engineers has two major units. One is, both the units are just almost 250 meters apart. It's in an industrial estate called Jangalpur in West Bengal itself. One is basically an integrated Casnub and helical spring manufacturing company, and a factory which has all the facilities and absolutely state-of-art facilities to manufacture those springs, which will be supplied to bogie builders and wagon builders, and also to the railways for the refurbishment purposes. The other part is basically a forging unit that we are starting off for all the various items that railway has been removing from casting to forging, and all the items that they probably did with the pneumatic forging back in the day. Now they want to have a hammer forging. So the hammers are to the tonnage of almost 3, 3.5 tons per ham. So if you see, both the units at large is a very is supplying to a very niche market, but the railway market, which is a constant market because it all doesn't only wait for the new wagons to come in, it also supplies to the refurbishment of the old wagons. So that is a huge, huge market. Like whenever we talk about the wagon market and the bogie market and the coach market, we always talk about ki kitna naya wagon ya kitna naya coach aane wala hai. But actually, that's not the reality. The reality is today in the Indian Railways, we have almost 450,000 odd wagons running across our tracks. And even today, literally all these wagons, maybe the last 100 and 150 odd wagons, 100, 150,000 odd wagons will be coming in later for refurbishments. But the rest of the wagons will be coming in phase by phase. And like I speak, and as we speak, there are more than enough wagons available to be refurbished, to be repaired through all these products that we manufacture at Cosmix CRF and all its subsidiaries. The next page. Okay, we'll just discuss this page when I just the back. Yeah, thank you. So this page, so the entire capacity together with both the units is literally 10,400 metric tons. My team believes that this is what we can achieve. However, we are at a juxtaposition of the situation where once we start manufacturing in the forging unit, which is next year, next financial year, we will be able to tell you whether this is maybe just the halfway through, because I personally feel we will be able to scale it up to 20,000 odd metric tons once we start manufacturing the productions. Away from this, obviously, the favorite question that everybody has with Cosmix CRF, including me, is Amgen. There is something that we've been talking about. It's a nemesis. It's been talking, spoken about ever since. I at times feel that because of this story, which was always obviously one of our favorite stories to be told and to be lived, this story has actually overtaken the entire performance of the group at large. Because if you see, Cosmix CRF individually is performing great, and it is actually weathering all sorts of markets, all sorts of weather conditions, all sorts of ups and downs in the industry, in the policies. However, it's very, 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 very disheartening to see that everybody has only one thing to want about or know about this company, that is Amgen. Amgen is a piece of the company, and I believe and I accept it that it's going to be the biggest piece this company is ever going to have. It's going to change the way this company is ever going to be looked at. But honestly speaking, this company at large is also something that is going to support Amgen. Amgen is going to be here only if, and it's going to be profitable only if Cosmix CRF at large with all its subsidiaries can manufacture the items and give it to Amgen at the right time. So yes, this is the entire story of Amgen. But yes, we are fighting the battle with the people who have filed cases against us back in the day. If everybody is in context with what has been happening with Amgen, so I'll give you a small brief on that. I think Amgen, we have filed all the cases. We've fought all the cases that have been filed against us. We've given our written submissions, our rejoinders to the NCLAT. And we are very hopeful that the orders will be positive in our favor because, as we say and as we speak to our legal teams, we are of the strong belief that there is no reason why we will be asked to step down. And like often, a lot of people ask me unofficially or just like in social gatherings that what is the certainty of this coming in? I always say, like I said last year also, that there is no uncertainty of this coming in. So there is no point in me percentaging out a certainty. So let's be very hopeful about it. There's a hearing that's coming out on the 18th of this month, and we are very hopeful. Fingers crossed. We've put in our best efforts, and we should get through. The next slide. Yeah. So the revenue for the console is also shot up by 80%, which is massive. I think I personally, if you ask me, in the beginning of this first quarter, of the second quarter, I was like, okay, the first quarter was not that great because it was raining, the wheel sets weren't available, and raining actually causes a lot of issues to the EPC contractors, for which we are not in a position to actually give the products which are we are manufacturing in the NS Engineering, which is cofferdam manufacturing products and sheet piles and all sorts of poles, starting from ST poles, mono poles to you have those high masts and those flag poles and all of that, so octagonals. So all of that is required and is put up when there is no rain, there's no marshy land, and then there's a clear space and a logistical situation where they can put these products up. So when there's rain and when there's a weather condition, obviously there's a challenge, and that challenge leads out to lack of orders or lack of distribution of the product. So that was one challenge that we had to face, even though we had the capacity. But yes, we kind of, I think we did well with the second, I think we overperformed in the second quarter rather than the first quarter, because first quarter it was really bad. And also I think the first quarter there was no wheel sets. So the lack of wheel sets was also actually propelling this issue of not picking up, orders, not being able to pick up orders, or probably even pick up orders but not being able to supply, because there was another problem with the company had been dealing with in the past, balance sheet also, which was to do with the negative operating cash flow. So that was something that came to our head also, that 90 crores of negative operating cash flow was something that was not justified and not something that we wanted to deal with. So we put our foot down to all our debtors, and we were in a position where we said, "The boss, we will want the money back. Like, we will want our money. Our money cannot be used to finance others' endeavors. So even if our top lines, you know, take a hit, we will still." So the first half was actually very helpful for us to gather back all the money that was out in the market, and there was stretched debtors and unnecessary advances to creditors, which could have been avoided, things like that. So that got really solved. So that is why the operating cash flow, the negative part of operating cash flow, in 6 months' time, we've covered a journey from 89 crores negative last year to right now, in 6 months, we are 2 crores negative. So we've probably covered a journey of 87 crores, which is kudos to the team, and probably by God's grace, we could do this journey. Otherwise, there were people who were telling me you take 2, 3 years to cover this kind of a journey up for a normal company. But I don't believe that this was something that we were accepting. We were accepting to do this. So we were actually wanting to go ahead and put in all our efforts to actually complete this entire part. The EBITDAs have also in the console have gone up and shot up massively by 73% from 21.93 to 37.8. EPS has gone up obviously by 40%. Net profits have also gone up by 40%. The next slide. These are percentages, and the same thing that we are always repeating. It's something that has happened over the last 3 years, over the last three, the terms that we are talking about. So when we are comparing apple to apple, we are comparing H1, FY, 24, 25, and 26. So obviously, in that scenario, if you see, it's a large increment and the constant growth in the company. Like I always say, that we haven't done the best when we started, but we will keep doing good every time we come up and we are in a position to perform. So in that way, if you see, the EBITDA margin shot up from 9.48% to 15.5% in this kind of a challenging market, which is crazy. Then we obviously took this from 5% to almost 9% there in terms of PAT. We talk about 6% to 12, 13% in terms of PBT, and the EPS we obviously shot up massively. The next slide. There's something that I want to highlight actually. This is exactly the products that we manufacture. So not many people actually exactly talk about the products. They always talk about the exceptional value of the company by the acquisitions, by the value in terms of its books. But we need to understand the product. So when we started in 2021, 22, and 23, the only products that we used to manufacture was CRF. And I call myself a champion in CRF for wagons and bogies and coaches and all sorts of CRF applications, because we have a split roll technology. Our team is very imbibed in this. We've been doing this day in, day out. So we understand this business very well. So this was the only business that we were doing. Cut to 2024, 25, we had NS Engineering Projects Private Limited that came into the picture. With that fold, sheet piles came in. And then we realized that, okay, to increase the business at large, we have to get into the ancillarization and also the products that are around, which are low-hanging fruits for us because of the product that we are selling. And also because of the fact that my family has been a legacy orientation into supplies of railways. So we wanted to do the other parts of the bodies as well. So the end body, the side body, and various other parts. So today we are doing roughly almost 4,500 SQs in terms of all types of items. So if you are somebody who has been used to the IREPS format of tendering from the railways, we are holding on to almost 120 to 150 crores of orders from refurbishers and tenders, direct tenders from the wagons and the railways, from the railway tenders itself. And those tenders are basically for all products for refurbishment that is taken from all the depots. Along with that, we got into the fabric and the steel parts. So there are various steel plates and coils, which when fabricated, like little changes here and there, gives us the right amount of pricing, also allows us to actually scale the products. So it actually allows the entire manpower that we have, along with the ancillarization that we have with our, with our side effects, we can actually make those products. Because we believe that with all the lines of productivity that we have, all the machinery and all the know-how, we can manufacture anything with steel, starting from HR and CR coils when supplied to me in terms of plates, in terms of coils, or in terms of pieces, can be molded into any sort of format that we want for any sort of application. And obviously, that led to angles and channels, because not because of cold rolling, but because we took a leap on faith because of the fact that we have galvanizing in-house, which is also the reason why, well, one of the major reasons why these numbers shot up like this. No, I think I just saw a question in the chats. I think the 450 SQs, no, We had 550
Aditya,
yesterday.
we'll take the chat question separately when we do the Q&A. Yeah.
I will take it separately, but I just saw it, so I just mentioned. We had 550 SKUs in CRF back in the day in 23, 24 when we started, for all the wagons and the coaches that we probably manufacture. But today we talk about 4,500 SKUs of all types of items that we can manufacture for infra, railways, and a couple of items for defense. But not, we don't call ourselves a defense player at all right now, because we supply to the vendors and where, you know, indirect vendors who probably supply to somebody else who probably assemble and then supply to a defense party. Then 2025 and 26, which is the current year, all the products that we got to till 2024 further on went into tested crash barriers. So crash barriers and then tested barriers are two different things, obviously, for the design part of it. If somebody wants to understand, you're most welcome to come into the factory and just see what we do with it. But yes, it's a different product. You get a better margin for that, and you get tested for that. You have to have that kind of a knowledge. Also, your infra space has to be of that nature. So that is a product that we got into. Lighting poles of all nature, like I mentioned, octagonal poles to ST poles to all sort of, you know, your what's it called? Your dual poles, and then the signage poles, high masts, galvanized poles, all of that. And then we started galvanizing our own things, because we had our own galvanizing bath, which kind of completely refurbished. We made it into a new space where we can galvanize something which is more. We can take a dip of almost 110 metric tons in one go. So, which is a massive capacity compared to all our peers. The next stage. The new business interest that we are talking about primarily is obviously the wagon manufacturing, which is something that we've all been talking about over the last 1 year. We've been working hard towards it. Along with that, obviously, the unit that we want to take over, that has a huge setup for manufacturing fabricated bridges and for dedicated freight corridors, as well as normal bridge girders. They have a RDSO registration also to the tune of 25,000 on metric tons, which will be reinstated once taken over. Along with that, obviously, like I mentioned, we have two units in the Cosmic Springs and Engineers subsidiary. That subsidiary has those two units, which is called the spring unit and the forging unit. The both will be actually, as we speak, we talk about 10,000 odd metric tons in terms of its capacity, which we are setting up. But I personally believe once we start working with it and dual shifts, we'll be able to cross 20,000 metric tons in times to come. The way forward, the group's plan for liquid metal asset, yes, it is something that we were planning. Once we finish with this takeover that is there on our head right now, and we don't want to focus anywhere else, once we finish this, then probably the next stage will be the liquid metal asset that we'll walk into. That's something that we will talk about when we get to the part of the hill. For now, we will not talk about it because it doesn't make sense. Let us just focus on the acquisition that we want to make right now, and the books that we are building, and you know, the company that we are building, the books that we have showcased in our you know, half yearly report. The order book stands at 615 crores. It's kind of repetitive, but majority of the points that we've spoken about is pretty much the same. The key drivers for the future growth is obviously the drive efficiencies, the drive efficiency and capacity utilization. So often people have been asking, you know, why the price? Why the price? So there's a, you know, the story behind what I was trying to say. So I'll just take you 2 minutes behind, so that you can understand what I'm trying to pitch. You know, when I got into this market of Cosmix, through Cosmix CRF into the CRF business, and then probably doing a lot of these fabricated, you know, steel business, and then into the business of infra products. So there are a lot of these people who already been functioning in this markets, and they were not of the opinion to reduce the prices. So the average strength of a peer in my industry, say in CRF, would have been to the tune of their capacity would have been installed capacity would have been around 15 odd thousand metric tons, whereas we were in, you know, in envisioning ourselves to get to the point where we see ourselves at 35 to 45,000 metric tons in annual capacity. Today is a different side of the story, because we are always almost touching 150,000 metric tons in terms of engineering good capacity, and not just, you know, not like a normal run-of-the-mill steel mill. It's an engineered, deep engineered, a niche industry that we are walking into and talking about. So I reduced the prices, the selling prices, so that we could cater more to the market and you know, get more of the market in our grip. For which I think the lot of people took a hit on their books in terms of the numbers that came up, but I did not. Why didn't I? Because my scale of economies of scale showed up. My scale allowed me to bring down the overhead costs. My overhead costs have been very, very lean from day one, and is still till date has been extremely lean across all three verticals that we have, or three, the main company and both the subsidiaries, extremely lean. Due to which it's become like some, you know, they help each other and support each other in a way where their tech is also pretty much common. They have common people in the office who are doing pretty much the work for everybody. So that has allowed me to really bring down the cost. My cost today, which when I started making CRF used to be around 6,000 rupees per metric ton in terms of its operational capacity. And 6,000 rupees per metric ton was my average cost. Cut to today, it's 1,600 rupees. And I think this year we should touch 1,266 rupees in totality per metric ton, which is a massive range. So that allows me and gives me the bandwidth to actually get better pricing, offer better pricing, get better margins, and also take up more of the market as and when we feel right. Yeah, you can go to the next. It's pretty much the same. I think we're walking through the same chart where we incorporated in 2021, got the RDSO in-house, R&D, stable BBB. We are actually hoping to get a better credit rating now because I think BBB is the best that they can give with companies that don't have that kind of a legacy. They were looking at 5-year legacy in requirement. I think we will cover 5-year legacy by this year, and I think we will go into again a credit rating position by the next couple of months because our half yearlies are ready. So we'll probably pitch them to give us a good rating, much, much better rating than this one. That's not just stable, but a good, excellent rating kind of a situation. We've been awarded by the BSE as one of the best performing companies in the SME sector in 2024. We've achieved 108.64% volume growth year-on-year basis. An all-time high volume top line, bottom line has been achieved this year in September 2025. Yeah. The total installed capacity as on date as we speak is 145,000. And I like to speak about this in a way where we are 150,000 odd metric tons in capacity. I don't like this 145,000. I mean, totality mein baat karte, it gives us more vision. And I think, like we said, 550 types of cold roll sections that we used to do back in the day also, that's always there in this unit. But along with this also, and this unit, the picture that you can see in the screen is an old picture actually. Now, when you go to this unit, there are more sheds around this area where we have covered more area to manufacture those products. Spring and the other parts, the forging units are different units. Today in Cosmic CRF and its subsidiaries, we have four major units that are running. One is Singur, which is this one, which is the primary unit, which is the first one. The second one is the NS Engineering Projects Private Limited, which is now completely ready to for anyone to see, visit, and for us to actually show you how we are being able to manufacture 60,000 to 70,000 metric tons per annum, or 75,000 to 80,000 metric tons per annum. Along with that, the forging unit is in process of construction. I think we should be in a position to start our commencement of commercial run by April or May, subject to rainfalls, obviously. But so I think April, May should be a good time. 1 month here and there can happen with this kind of a project size of 40 crores is not small for a company like ours. And along with that, your spring unit is also completely ready, just awaiting its RDSO licenses to come in, which should happen any time within the next 40, 45 more days. Yeah, the next one. This is again the same journey, 2021 and XYZ. So we've just got here. I think, throughout this entire journey, we've built from strength to strength. Our numbers have doubled up every year, literally doubled up every year. Our top lines, bottom lines, our EPSs have also gone up because of, we haven't really raised that much money, but yes, we've raised twice for two major takeovers. And we are carrying a lot of cash in the books because of the takeover that we are envisaging to happen and to complete within this financial year. The research and development, we've spoken about year on year and month on month, and every time that I'm on this kind of a monologue situation where I'm talking to all my investors and I'm talking about research and development, I always say we have a split role technology, we have the COPRA in place, we have a lot of R&D that we keep doing, and not just because of the business that we showcase here, but also because of the kind of business that we have been into as a family over the last 50 odd years in the Cosmic Birla Group at large, where we have smaller units which does this kind of ancillarization and small work in the SME sectors with wagon building and with coach and locomotives for the last 50 odd years. So we have a lot of this R&D that constantly happens. I often say that the wagon building business is more of an assembly business, whereas actually the manufacturing business happens at our vendor end. The vendors are basically the ones who are basically manufacturing the product and then trying to really, really see the product at large, see it together, do all the work of the R&D and the drawings and the research, and then finally it is assembled by a wagon builder. So the hard work is actually done by the vendors always, and those parts are actually covered by us, not just in Cosmic CRF, but at large in the group. So that strength that I have in my other companies or in my family companies that are not something that I personally own, those strength is also completely with us, which has allowed us to be absolutely nimble, low on cost, and extremely heavy on research and development, and good in R&D. Yeah, I think whenever we've done this, it's the same. Yeah. cold rolled form products, fabrication products, prototype products. The only thing that I would like to mention here is, like I mentioned, we've been doing all sorts of products, and the specific products that we're doing, we've mentioned. However, prototype is something that we can always talk about. Like, there's a small example that I can give you. When Bockenechel wagon, the most famous wagon of the Indian Railways and probably Indian Railways freight car sweetheart, was Bockenechel, is Bockenechel. That was supposed to be replaced by BOSM. There was a new wagon that came in. That very moment when this design came in, there were trials being done. I think Cosmic CRF was the only company that was manufacturing this product at large, because we had done some sort of an R&D with Jindal Rail back in the day, in 2021, 22, for some other wagon. But those parts of the and the components were pretty similar and pretty much the same in BOSM, which helped us actually not to go into any sort of wait in time or any sort of capex to build a new product. We immediately got in a position to actually manufacture it. So when actually RDSO came out with this wagon in its design, we were the only ones who were supplying the CRFs to all the wagon builders for this BOSM. And like this, and so on and so forth, we always keep developing these angles into these specific CRF products to build on new wagons, because today it's not the way we have seen wagon building and wagon industry at large in the in the hindsight of things. We see wagon building in a way where people want solution orientation wagons, right? So today you have a BCFC, which is a cement wagon, a fly ash wagon. You have wagon for tanks. You have wagon for different utilizations. So there are different designs that are being made today, and we believe that we are ahead of the curve because we've been at it at the R&D when nobody was, and we are good at it. So I personally give a pat on everybody's back in my team and always tell them, keep this up, because this is what keeps us ahead of the curve, not for anything else. The NSN ring, like I mentioned, it's all the products that I mentioned. So I think, Vinay, if we can just switch on the slides, if there's something important, I'll ask you to stop and then we can stop. Otherwise, this slide and this entire deck is available on our website. Along with that, it's been put up on the BSE note as well. You guys can go through it if anybody needs it. If anybody wants to find it out, you can get in touch with us also. You can contact our people as well. You can contact Vinay from Captify, and they will also help you get this deck if you don't have, if you get a chance of not getting this deck. However, this is something that you can go through. It's detailed in its position, but pretty much the same. And I've mentioned most of our points. Now, I would like to actually get into the question answer, because that is when we can actually understand what people really want to ask, and we spend more time there.
Sure. We'll begin the question and answers. All those who wish to ask a question may use the option of raise hand, and we'll invite you to ask the questions. We'll take the first question from Arnab Bhattacharjee. Arnab, you can go ahead. Arnab?
No,
Yeah, we'll move on to Hanu Rao. Hanu, you can go ahead, please.
hello, sir. Yes, very good evening.
Good evening, Hanuji. Good evening. I think,
Good
Hanuji, you've
evening.
always been there in all my con calls.
Yes, sir. Today I'm
Hanu,
lucky I got the
Hanu is
first
always asking
chance.
the question. No, very nice, very nice. No, please, please, please
Yes,
go ahead.
sir.
Yes.
First of all, it's heartfelt congratulations to you and the whole team. It's
Thank
very
you so
good
much.
set of numbers. So I'll go with the questions. I have
Yes,
two
please.
questions, sir. The
Yes.
first question is, like, it's a hard question. Everyone is waiting. It's a Amazon deal.
Yeah.
So we are fighting with the cases and we are spending money. A lot of
Right.
things are happening.
Right.
So with respect to this, my question is, for example, if we get this deal, so
Right.
the money which we raised through pref issue, is it sufficient? Or again, you need to go for a loan or something else? That is my first
Well,
question. I'll ask the questions. You can answer it later, sir. That is the
done.
first question. And the
Yeah.
second question is, by today's presentation, we are much aware of what are the products that comes under Cosmic CRF and NS Engineering and Springs as well. So if we see the railways infrastructure is booming like anything, and
Right.
they are increasing the capex like for Vande Bharat in a very exponential way.
Right.
So with the new of springs and forging, are we con Cosmic CRF is contributing, or in future will enter into Vande Bharat material supply also? Is there any chance to increase our revenues? That is my second question, sir.
So let me answer the first one first.
Thank you, sir.
Your specific question was, and correct me if I'm wrong, your question was that the money that we've raised to take or probably invest into Amzen, the one that we are trying to, trying to take off from the NCLT, is it enough, right? Is the
Yes,
question,
sir.
right?
Yes.
So we were about to raise 230 crores, if I'm not wrong. 212 crores plus 50 crores of warrant. Warrant was being funded by the family and me and my associate group members. And along with that, I think 212 crores was supposed to be funded by the financial investors. Out of which I think that time the market got really soft. It was, I think, the month of January or February, March, that period. I think the markets went really soft. It was our stock itself was, I think, trading at 1200 or 1300 rupees. That very time, 1604, I think a lot of investors backed out at the last moment. And I was asked to actually postpone my plans for they had requested me to postpone my plans, but we did not, because we, if you see, we got our positive of order from the NCLT court in our favor in the month of May and June. So there was no reason why my planning was wrong. But obviously, you have those naysayers, you have those glitches, you have people coming in and creating some sort of a ruckus which delays your processes. And these kind of NCLT processes do get delayed. If you take any of these big cases, they take 4 5 years. Obviously, I don't have that much patience. I need to complete this in a year. So in my timeline, I was more than in my head that, we need the money, because once the money comes in, then I'm not the kind of an investor, like I'm not a kind of promoter who would want to keep this aside. Like once it's offered to me, I would want to pay up completely and then take it up immediately and take control of that asset and then build it up immediately. If you see NS Engineering also, if you see NS Engineering also, we had taken this asset up. We got an offer to pay this entire amount by 2024 March. I paid the entire amount in 30 days, and we did not take a bank loan because I had raised fund for the buildup, not for the takeover. We had supposed to take money from the bank. But however, we paid this up completely, and we started operations in the month of May and June, which is almost 3 months. And if you would have seen the status of that plant, you would have got shocked. They had really rubbished that plant out. They had broken everything, including the pollution control systems were stolen away. So literally, there was nothing like that was left in the plant. But yes, there were certain points that was there for which we had paid, and we saw value in it, and it turned out to be good. Similarly, this plant also, in this company also, I was more than interested to pay the whole thing up. However, out of 212 crores, we could only get 161 crores, I think, if I'm not wrong, some number like that, 160 odd, 161 odd crores. Out of which I think Ashish Kachulia sir was one of the largest investors. He took the entire bit, and he did not care about, I think, any price moving. He, I think, believed in us and he invested, and I'm more than happy and thankful to him for supporting us at that point of time. The money was raised, and we believed that yes, this was good. Today, when we sit here, we still have that 175 odd crores, because the money that we've spent separately on the various the expansions is all supposed to be refunded into the pref because of the loans that we will be getting in those assets as term loans, because we will be getting term loans. It's cheaper as a fund, and we will be getting our 170, 180 crores back. Plus, the company is already carrying a good amount of cash reserves in terms of its working capital. Because if you see the working capital today, 40 crores, 50 crores is the working capital for a turnover of, I think, 600 crores is bizarre. It's only because you are having so much of reserves and surplus and so much of cash in your books that today, if you tell me that, yes, Mr. Birla, you'll have to take over this particular asset at a price of, say, 250 odd crores, I will arrange that fund without loans in a position where we can set this off. Now, what the structure will be at that point of time, maybe a week later, maybe a month later, that will be a subject of discussion on a separate day. But yes, we will take the most strategic call, which will hurt us and our investors much lesser, will make more value into the books, and also will allow us that free space and that, free leg room, will give us the free leg room to operate. Like I said in my last con call also, I will not be diluting irrespective of its requirement, because there will be no requirement. We are walking into these wars knowing our outside, that we will not be diluting till 2018 or 28 March. Till that time, we will not talk about any dilutions in Cosmic Sierra. And the second question that you had, I think, does this answer your question, Anuji?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and the second part of the question is that all the products that we are manufacturing, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So the products that we are manufacturing, actually, we are in a position to supply to Vande Bharat even today. But the point is, today Vande Bharat requires those products in a very less format. Like the quantum that is required is very less. Whereas compared to the wagons, it's a daily offer. So today, for me to make one product in the Vande Bharat, I have to change the complete flow out of the lining. I have always believed, Bahanuji, that today I can get, say, 25% in a product in Vande Bharat in terms of EBITDA, which I am making almost 16, 15, 16% or 17% here. But I'm making 10 products here in a day, whereas I'll only be making two products there. Plus, the operative requirement in a coach has always been across all boards, ICF, MCF. MCF stands for Modern Coach Factory, ICF stands for Integrated Coach Factory. All of these in Raebareli and all of these places I'm telling you in Kapurthala, they require only 5,000 bogies at large, over the bogies in coaches at large over the last so many years. Now, obviously, once the capexing for the coaches will turn up and will increase, we will also have more focus towards it. The project that we've launched for our spring and our forging will supply and be in a position to supply products to them, like CRF is. So CRF can also provide them the material, forging can also do it, and springs will also be able to do it. So there won't be any problem. There'll be a fungibility and an interchangeability, but we will always choose the market which is more, which is a lower hanging fruit and which gives us scale rather than just small bips of profits.
Yes, sir. But what all we need is a piece of cake from everywhere. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you,
Hello, host. Hello, host. Can I go now? I'm Arnav. I sort of was in the lift and I
Hanu.
was having
Yes,
some connection issue.
please, Arnav. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Aditya. Am I audible? Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, you're audible. I think your voice is muffling a little bit.
Okay. I'll try then. Let me know if you're able to get my questions. So I was going through the presentation that you just uploaded. We are saying that we are getting into heavy fabrication related to freight. I was interested where this manufacturing unit is coming up. Is it part of NS Engineering or Cosmic CRF?
No, so Cosmic CRF is actually the main company which owns NS Engineering also, and also owns Cosmic Springs and Engineers. So Cosmic Springs and Engineers owns these two factories. One factory is a spring factory, one factory is a forging factory. The spring factory is ready to use. It's in the area called Jangalpur, which is a industrial belt, industrial area in Howrah, in basically in your Bombay Road, which is in West Bengal, Calcutta, just almost 30-40 kilometers away from the center of Calcutta. So that's in Cosmic Springs and Engineers. The other one is NS Engineering, which is primarily into the infra space. It's not into the railway space. Obviously, they can manufacture items for the railway space, but they're primarily into the infra space. That company is also owned by Cosmic CRF. And then Cosmic CRF at large is anyway manufacturing all these products with its
Is
ancillaries.
there a heavy so is this a new CapEx that you are doing, that heavy fabrication structures that is mentioned in the PPT, or am I getting it wrong?
No, I think it's been always there. So there's a constant
Okay.
CapEx that's always there.
Okay.
We have all sorts of things. Like basically, we have beveling machines, we have forging machines, we have springs, we have heating machines, we have CNCs, we have cold rolling mills, we have cutting machines, slitting machines, all of them. We have MIG welding, you name it, we have it. So that is what, and then all these machines put together give us the strength to manufacture anything from, like I said, from HR coils and CR coils and plates. And these inputs, when given to me with a design, can be manufactured to the best of our ability. If there is a RDSO that needs to be done for it, or if there is any other BIS that needs to be received for it as a license, we have to go to it and get it done. If there are some products which doesn't need any of this and just needs a confirmation from the consignee, we are good to do that as well.
So I'll ask the general question in that case. So in Cosmic Springs, will you be able to so basically I'm talking about mostly the subsidiaries. How much percentage of revenue of Cosmic Springs can we ascertain to non-railway non-railway components, basically to for industrial usage? Or and the
So,
same question also applies for NS Engineering.
NS Engineering will do completely infra. So, fabrication of steels will also be into infra only. So, that's complete infra. That's got nothing to do with railways. It can do railway work, but not requirement. There's no requirement for railway work to be done there because CRF is being able to manage that. Cosmic Springs and Engineers and all my units, starting from NS, Cosmic Springs, Cosmic CRF, as well as Cosmic Spring with the spring and the forging unit, will do fabrication work. Because fabrication work, I always believe, goes hand in glove. It is not something which is very specific and out and about. You are not a steel basher. You are basically an engineering company. So, as an engineering company, you have to manufacture through a fabrication process. Like, for example, if you do a bogie in a casting unit, right? Now you have a new design that is being exported, which is a fabricated bogie. The design is completely pretty much same, but yes, obviously the process is different. So there's a fabrication required for that. Now maybe you don't have the mold for it, maybe you don't have the robotic arms for it and XYZ, but you still have fabrication all over, and the fabrication is made out of fabricated plates and coils that you manufacture.
Okay,
Okay.
but is that only for railways? Meant for railways?
No, it's for everybody. If you are making a house and you need a steel plate, please give me a call.
No, I'm asking. Can you give me the percentage that was done in cosmic sprints for for railways versus for other industrial usage?
For cosmic springs, it was right
Yeah.
now, I think 30, 70, 30 for railways and 70 for outsiders.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, that is all, Aditi. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Arnab. Sir, we'll take a question from the chat from Pramod Bhatt.
Yes,
He's
please.
asking, what is the current capacity utilization?
Yeah.
And when MZEN order comes in our favor, how many months would it require to scale it up so that it starts contributing to the company?
So the capacity utilization right now is at 80%. My only problem that happens is I can utilize the capacity, but at times there are glitches which we are not prepared for. Like for example, if there's a cloud burst in Calcutta, the Calcutta market completely stops to operate in for the next 3 days. The outside parts of Bengal takes more time to absorb it and get back to business. There are sites that don't take that order up. So for example, I have an L&T site that's operating right now, where I have to supply almost 1500 metric tons of sheet pile every month, and I'm not being able to supply because their asset is completely filled with water. And now what has happened is in the last 2 months I'm carrying that material, so I'm having to sell that material somewhere else. So like I said, capacity is at 80% utilization, but it can hover as per the requirement of the and the demand of the product. Demand of the product is there, but obviously the flow out often changes as per the situation of the site. That is both stands a constant and derived for the railways as well as for the infra. And what was the
Okay,
second
sir.
question?
Second was, when MZEN order comes in our favor,
Yeah.
how many
Yeah.
months would it require to scale it up so that it starts contributing?
If you ask me on the paper, theoretically, if you see, I've seen the asset a couple of times. I know how it would work to the best of my knowledge and my understanding. But I personally feel on theoretical basis, if you say today's start one is if it's day one today, you will probably take 3 months for the products, 3 to 6, 4 months for the products like your bridge gardens, your bridge fabrications and fabrication projects to start off with, 3 to 4 months, and 6 to 7 months for you to get your licenses in place for the railways, and 8 to 9 months, not 1 to 1, like from day 1 to 9 months for you to probably get into the prototype of wagons. But however, I understand that we would not have to do prototypes in wagons.
Okay, thank you,
Yeah.
sir.
Yeah.
I request the participants to limit the questions to two per participants. We'll take the next question from Prathmesh Diwar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes,
Yes, sir.
you are.
Yeah, firstly, sir, all the best for the hearing that we have on, I think, 18th of this month.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just have one question, sir.
Yes,
So
yes.
let's say for whatever reason, if the Amazon acquisition doesn't work out or if it fails, for whatever
Yeah.
reason, so
Right.
what is our upcoming plan and what will be the consequences?
So, see, I'll tell you what. Did I get your name right? Can you repeat your name?
It's Prathamesh.
Mahesh, right?
Prathamesh.
Prathamesh.
Yeah.
Prathamesh. So,
Yeah.
Prathamesh, I'll tell you what. There is no reason for us to believe that this will not happen, right? Point one. Now, let's take it hypothetically that it doesn't happen, God forbid, right? And we don't get this. Then what happens is we are walking into a space which is something which is open to the market. Like we have a land in our mind where we've already placed some sort of money, which that much amount of money which we can pull out. I'm not in the business of making land banks. So what I usually do is, when we had gone into bidding for Amzen, that very moment we started buying out a land. So we bought all the strategic areas of that land block. That land block is along with a, it's also attached to a siding. So for me to set that up will be almost 2 odd years. So we will waste 2 years to set this up over and above the time that we would have probably taken to set up and start and restart Amzen. So that's approximately 0 to 1 year is Amzen, 0 to 9 months is Amzen. Here it will be 0 to 3 years. So you've lost 2 years. That is the worst that can happen to you. There's nothing more than that. Away from that, yes, the top lines and the bottom lines do not take a hit because you are not, right now you don't have a wagon building unit. So obviously you're doing everything, right? You're doing everything around it. You'll get into the refurbishment business. You'll further, if you don't get into this, you'll get into the refurbishment business at a larger perspective. You'll set up your own wagon shop in times to come over the next 2 years, 2.5, 3 years. And yes, there are a couple of other opportunities lingering around the market for people who've been in the railways and railway businesses and known people in the railway businesses. If you dig a little deep, you'll know there are a lot of these wagon builders who probably will go into consolidation at some point or the other, the smaller ones. That's an option always for us who are carrying so much cash in the books and can expedite to get something to that. But yes, you know, I'm in love with that asset, Amazon, and I don't want to fall in love with something else before I fall out of love with this one. So I don't mean to fall in out of love with this one. So this is something, Prathamesh, I'm pretty sure we will win.
Great to hear that, sir. Just sir, my last question, so excluding the Amazon thing, for how many years we can grow our volume by 100%?
See, I'll tell you what. So when we started, Prathamesh, we had started in 2021-22, we were at 12,000 metric tons. From there, we went to 25,000 metric tons, coming to, then we further went to 45,000 metric tons, which was last year. This year, we are doing almost 90,100 metric tons. 150,000 metric tons was a jump that I was not even aware of. Okay. So this was something that I did not think we will achieve so fast. And thanks and kudos to our team that we, I mean, you know, when you keep, like, that's why I told you with this venture also, with my forging and my spring also, the moment we get into this business, we will realize how we can actually scale this up. Maybe the rotation space times are faster. Maybe the operational, you know, the track point is different. The chain of events change. Maybe we can do two shifts, maybe 2.5 shifts, 3 shifts. So all of that works out to be, but yes, this 1.5 lakh tons has opened our eyes to understanding that, yes, this is the capacity that we can keep bringing. To answer your question very precisely, if we don't have Amazon, then how can we keep doubling up? We will double up for almost another 1.5 to 2 years without Amazon. With Amazon, we can go on to another 3 years.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from us, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Prathamesh. We'll take the next question from Vimal Gohil. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Aditya. I just wanted to pick your brains on the pricing environment. You've mentioned softish trends, and you also cut prices. How do we look at prices in the near to medium term? And secondly, with the kind of capital that we are deploying, what kind of sustainable EBITDA margins should we look at for all three, for the standalone? Yeah. Cosmic CRF for NS and for the Springs business. Thank you.
So can you just repeat the first question? So I'll answer the first question, then we come to the second question. I'll answer the second question right now.
Yeah, the pricing piece. You mentioned the pricing environment was a bit soft.
So how does it affect us? You want to know that, right?
Yeah, so what kind of pricing do we look at for the rest of the year and for FY27? If you can
explain. Right. So basically what happens is the pricing is for the pricing of the raw material is soft. It's just the way it is for the steel market at large. Over the last 5 years has been softening. But there's another reason for that. Railways, if you see, there's a cycle. People talk about it in a way of cycles. So basically people say that, and we also have seen this cycle happening. Every 2 years, 3 years, they come out with a design which is more like built towards stainless steel deployment. And then after 2 years, 3 years, they go into mild steel deployment. We happen to understand that this is to actually cater to both the needs of both the larger players, or maybe 4 or 5 of these groups who have these large interests in stainless steel and in mild steel. However, we are right now in a position where we understand that there is an average pricing that's happening. A lot of these wagons and these fabricated parts of infra and also, you know, specifically railways are coming into these 50-50 versions, where 50% is ISM 44, MS 409M, which is a stainless steel grade, and specific stainless steel grade for railways. And then you have the mild steel grade, which is E450, E550, E350, all of that, FE57, FE4, 470, 450, CRBU, and all of that. So put together, if you see, the pricing softening will probably happen to another 5%. Post that, I think they will start making massive losses, as per my understanding, in the steel market at large. Because this MSP should have blocked the input from China, but probably at some point or the other, there's too much of pilferage from China for which this market is not being able to pick up. But whatever it is, however, we understand 5% more should be softened. Other than that, not more than that. If you take it to the other part of it, I believe 50-50 of SS and MS will continue from next year. This year, we're looking at 65,000 rupees to continue throughout this financial year, because we are also carrying orders at that price. And we are understanding that we have long order books given advances to creditors for the raw material also. So we realize this is the price that we'll be carrying on. Next year, I believe if this goes south towards the pricing part, it is further, I think it'll drop to another 5% on. And if it goes up, then it can, and if there's an SS contamination more than the contamination of MS in the deployment of wagon building, then probably you will see the pricing shooting up to 70,000-75,000. And honestly, if you ask me, I always like the price to be higher because I always feel that the top line should look more beautiful than it should be. But that's my personal take on balance sheets and on understandings, but irrespective, that's the maximum that is an outflow. About the outcome of that on our balance sheets, if it softens up further, I can assure you that my PAT percentage and my EBITDA percentage will grow because my deployment of working capital will be lesser. And along with that, my interest cost will be lesser. Along with that, our, what's it called? The percentage that is fixed with my clients, with my traders, with my associations, with my buyers, for all the prices that I have a fixed mode that I work on. So I don't want to worry about the raw material price because I'm not in the business of arbitrage. I'm not in the business of trading material. I'm in the business of manufacturing. So I only want to do a catering as per my conversion rates. My conversion rates pretty much fix up the entire year, or maybe over a contract, which can happen over 1.5 years, maybe 6 months, maybe 3 years, irrespective. But that works around at a quantum where I can get back home 13-14% of EBITDA and 9-10% of PAT.
And okay, fair enough. Thank you so much, Aditya.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vimal. Sir, there's a question in the chat from Mr. Vijay Khetawat. He's asking why 3-4 subsidiary companies are kept? Why can't all be included in CRF?
Yeah. So I can answer that. This is the question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the answer to this, Vijay, is that those companies are actually having different licenses. Now, the first problem that we have to face is with, say, for example, CRF and Springs being in the same business. So CRF is getting paid upfront. The credit amount that you give to your vendors, leave aside this market right now, which is a little slumpy in nature. But otherwise, once the new order will come in for 25,000-50,000 wagons also, you'll have advanced payments coming in for CRFs. Not advanced, maybe in 15 days. Like a company like a wagon builder like Titagarh or a Texmaco pays you in 15 to 20 odd days. Now, what happens is, once you do a spring, you are giving the same spring to wagon builders at 3 months, 4 months credit. The company nomenclature is pretty much the same. So there what happens is your credit cycle changes and it changes. It is something which is very easily said that on any yoga, it is very different. It's a different division, but it doesn't happen like that. We've tried this with our past companies and it's always suffered. Point one. Point two, with the specification that we do in terms of names, railway in departments doesn't know who Cosmic is. You know, there are various departments, there are various CMEs, you know, chief member mechanicals and people who are taking decisions on the plethora of all the departments or the depots. These guys, they work on nomenclatures. So for example, if you're Frontier Spring, right? So it's a spring manufacturing company. So you need to give that kind of a branding. If you don't have a branding of that nature, you lose out on a lot of business unnecessarily. And then eventually you don't build a brand. You just build a company which is doing a hell to heaven business, which is okay. I mean, there are 10,000 of such companies that you'll find. Point three is, all of this is an afterthought because we started doing business in Cosmic CRF. My industry, when I got into the industry, we never knew we would list it. We probably thought we will do 150, 200 crores of business and we will supply like any other component that we do in any other of our industries over the last 50 years. CRF will be the CRF business of ours. But then further on, we realized that no, we want NS. Now, NS is the company that you're taking from NCLT. You cannot merge it. If you want to merge it, you can take it. You can merge it, obviously. But you have to give up all the licenses, all the pollution control books, everything, including BIS and all the licenses that you have and approvals for the products and the legacy that company has. The company has a bad financial legacy. But the operative legacy is already there because they've been functioning since 2006. So obviously that legacy is gone, due to which their goodwill is also written off. And then you kind of merge it and all becomes Cosmic CRF. So tomorrow, an NS guy will not know what Cosmic CRF, a Cosmic CRF guy will not know what an NS product is. Cut to, that's a lot of hard work also, unnecessary costs on litigations and on work getting done from NCLT. And today, I think all my friends here on the screen know what NCLT feels like more than me. More than the fact that what I felt over the last 1 year, because I used to feel after NS and NCLT is a walk in the park. I've had good experiences, but this was one of its kind. Obviously, these experiences also build you. So that's one of the things. So these 3-4 reasons put together, this is afterthought. Today when we're taking Amazon. So we didn't plan to do this right when we started CRF or when we were trying to do this. Now with Springs and Forging, Forging again is a backward integration. We start forging here in Cosmic CRS specifically. It is going to be a piece of almost 4,000 tons in a business field where we are doing 45, 50,000 metric tons. There's a problem with the kind of pay scales also that we are doing in the people that we are keeping, the kind of staff that we have in the various factories. So there's a lot of association issue here. This keeps it very clean, very clear. And if there is one day when everybody plans to decide that, yes, let's put everything together and make it Cosmic Rail Solutions for all I care, maybe that is a day, but not till late, not till now.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
We'll take the next question from Harshit Shah. Please go ahead. We'll move on to Mr. Akash Jain. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Aditya. So one of my questions is that you guys have utilized, or I would say that company has utilized 80% of the capacity, and after 100%, then we need to, I would say, do the capex.
Yeah.
So then, can you please come again?
We'll have to build capacity.
Yeah. So then, how are you planning that? Because you are saying that you will not dilute the equity. So then, will it be via debt or? How it will be, and when are we thinking to do the capex?
So I'll take you through the trajectory of what we want to do and how we want to go about it, right? So say for example, we started with CRF back in the day at 12,000 metric tons. We set up another shed and we set up the same number of units to make it.
Muted by silence,
sorry.
It was not me.
Okay. Sorry. So 12,000 metric tons became 24,000 metric tons. From 24,000 metric tons, we made it to 36 to 45,000 metric tons by putting in more and more machines and mills. Now, that asset of mine in Singur is pretty much done after 50,000 metric tons. And I'm not sure, even sure whether we can actually pull out 55,000 metric tons on that asset. Because obviously, there's an issue with the freight coming in, 17 trailers being loaded together. I mean, that's a lot of harakiri there, right? So that is one issue. Now, for example, if I see more grit in the market, if I see tomorrow that you have 2 lakh wagons coming in, each wagon having more than 4 tons requirement of CRS, you have a lot of bodybuilding buck that you need to make up on, then if you just buy another piece of land and make the whole thing again on CRF. So that's how we build CRF. With what we are doing right now is, say we have 55,000 metric tons of capacity in CRF. We cannot do more, I think, in this asset. We'll have to build another asset around it. There's more land available behind CRF, behind Singur, and we have already spoken to them. There are a couple of pieces of land that we already own in CRF, but we have to bridge that up. It's open into the sky. We will start doing, like, once we start doing capex, then we do capex. We finish it. We don't do half-heartedly. Ki abhi boundary bana do aur phir kal aake dekhte hain kya hona hai. Wo sab nahi hona hai. Matlab aap ghar ke mein ghusne ke aage interior karke ghusna. Agar ghar mein ghusne ke baad aap kitchen tod ke banaoge, to wo main nahi. That I'm not the guy. So that is one way of increasing your capacities. Once the industry shows that kind of a bull run, but not your market bull run. I'm talking about the railway bull run, right? So that's one thing. And away from that, I think once we get, say, Amazon, now you're at 150 right now. From here, you can again scale up another 10,000, 15,000 in organic levels in your existing existential portfolios. And along with that, probably you can have another 10 to 15 or maybe 20,000 metric tons in your CSL, which is Cosmic Springs and Engineers Limited. So you're talking about maximum getting to 200,000 metric tons. The moment you have now Amazon, say for example, Amazon, hypothetically, now we say that it's coming in. So hypothetically, if that comes in, that is an asset where you are sure about manufacturing 3,600 wagons. A wagon probably at a weight of 23 tons, 22.5 to 23 tons. That's 82,000 metric tons. So approximately 1 lakh tons with all the fabrications and XYZ in its ancillarized portfolio, along with that 25,000 metric tons of bridge girders, bridge structures, and bridge fabrications. That is like 5.5 lakh square feet of shed area. So that straight away adds another lakh ton. So you are here at 150. You'll get to, so I was supposed to get to 100. So next year I should get to 2,000. Like 100 as in like 1 lakh. Now I should get to 2,000 next year. And then from there I should get to 4 lakhs. Now the 4 lakhs can only happen if I have Amazon in place. I can operate it rightly. I have the support of God and all my investors and everybody in my team. We operated nicely. We finished all the executions in 2026. We were operative in 27. And by 27, we are talking about and cheering about a new takeover that we've done in terms of the liquid metal asset. Then you're at 4,000. Now cut this entire piece into a picture where your raw material pricing, at some point steel prices will become better. steel pricing becoming better from here to a 15% or 20% jump, and then becoming a SS, obviously the SS. Now, Jindal Stainless Limited will also sell material. It will only not be Tata selling material. So Jindal Stainless, say, for example, or say anybody who's selling stainless steel, now starts selling stainless steel. In that situation, again, the pricing goes up to 75,000-80,000 rupees. Now you talk about 4 lakh tons into 80,000 rupees per meter. So you're talking about 3,200-3,500 crores of top line.
Okay.
I'm giving you a very, very beautiful picture. Don't hold me against it now.
Yeah. So as of now, we are assuming that we will get the hands in. And because of that, we are not doing the capex. But for example, if we take any adverse case that, okay, we are not getting the hands in, then in that case, we'll have to do further capex.
Yeah, we will go now. We are carrying cash for capex here.
Okay.
So we are carrying cash in our books for capex. What will I do with this cash? I don't need the cash. This business is making literally 40, 50, 60 crores an annum, right, this year. So this year, by now, we've already made 25, 30 crores if you add the depreciation back. So 30, 35 crores of cash I've made, and that is then in the books. I don't need working capital because I have almost 10 crores linked with the bankers, and the bankers keep crying, aap limit nahi lete, aap limit nahi lete. Karu kya main limit leke? Sab to FD karke baitha.
Okay. So in the end, also, we will not be like taking any debt, or we will not be diluting any equity also.
We will not be diluting any equity till 2028 March.
Okay. And sir, another question is that what is the TAM for spring business? And another question is that maybe along with this, because we do have helical spring, but not air spring. So
yeah.
Helical spring, because I had read the phone call for the understood the business of this Frontier spring also. And air spring is more for coaches, and the helical is more for wagons. So are we going into the air spring business also? And what the margin in NS engineering?
I'll tell you, the business that we are walking into is for best, specifically for primarily for bogies and wagons. So
okay.
I'm not focusing on coaches as of now. We can make. So the investment that you're making here, if you add another 7.5 to 8 crores of investment further, you will be able to manufacture the springs for coaches, for Vande Bharat and the coaches, right? Because you have everything set up. Now, what is the problem is, I want to focus and actually achieve that 10,000 tons or 20,000 tons that I'm talking about in forging in my spring unit and supply it to the wagon builders and understand the market before we walk into the next phase. Because we need to finish what we have on our plate first, then take away more food from the others. And when you talk about the margins, as on date, I'll give you the math. You are actually buying raw material at 18,600 rupees per ton. Per set, let's say, per set, and you are actually, I'm talking about springs, right? And you have around 2,000 rupees of conversional cost. So that's approximately 20,800. You add another 200, 250 rupees of miscellaneous costs. That's 21,000 rupees. You're selling it at roughly 29,000 rupees. So that's 9,000 and 21,000.
So that is approximately kind of 25% margin.
Yes, 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 sir.
So then, again, like the other business have maybe around 12-13% margin. This is a business which has more margin. So then, do you think that it would be contributing more as part of top line in the future? Or
no, it'll never be able to quantify more on top line because it's a smaller niche product. It's like, you know, you the smaller and the more niche product you make, the quantity is lesser in books. So the top line is sort of a top line heavy business, but it's a very soft and a good top line and a very heavy bottom line business. But these businesses have a limitation of the size of the market. Today you have that many number of wagons only here. You will have that many number of wagon builders. They can manufacture only 4,000 wagons in a year, in a month. So what will you do? Agar aap conversion bhi karne jaoge, agar aap repair mein bhi jaoge, to at that point also you realize that at all depots put together, you cannot repair more than 200, 350, 2,000, 3,000 wagons at large. And all wagons don't need this. So there are some wagons, there are some years when you need a lot of this. There's some years you don't need this. So this over-capitalizing on products which are very good on bottom lines doesn't make sense. You need to add them in my books, as per my understanding and my business acumen. We like to add this because it's a backward integration for me. At the same time, it gives me a lot of flavor and gives me a lot of boost in my bottom lines and addresses my investor needs and my promoter needs very well.
So basically, TAM is not very huge, and that is the reason that it cannot be significant part of the top line in the future also.
Yes, 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 yes.
But what about air springs?
Akash,
like for example, yeah.
May I request you to rejoin the queue, please?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. We'll take the next question from Akib Sheikh, and please limit your questions to two. Yes, Akib.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Akib.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers. You have been
Thank you so
growing,
much, sir.
the guidance that was given was close to 100%. We have been doing quite well now. What is the revenue you're targeting at maybe, 3 to 5 years down the line? And what is the approach? I mean, any more products you're looking into? And what is the industry CAGR you can talk about, the pace of growth in the industry that is growing at, and what is that you are looking at? So how faster can
Okay,
we
my man,
grow?
forget all your questions. You go one by one. You've asked me four. You can ask me four, but just go one by one. Otherwise, I'll forget the first one that you asked me.
So the first one was, what is the revenue you're targeting at in the next 3 to 5 years?
So though you are
You know
asking
that.
the revenue target over the next 3 to 5 years.
Yes. And the
See,
second question.
no, I'll just finish this. So I'll tell you what, the revenue target for 3 to 5 years will not be a right answer for me to make. There's a reason for that, Akib. I am personally somebody who has planned my book for the next 5 to 7 years. So if you and me would have been across in a position where I would be just stating my dreams to you, then I would be stating these numbers. But otherwise, I'll tell you what, the quotient of doubling up the quantity is not an easy job. It is basically a very task, it's a very heavy, hard loading task that we've taken up on our shoulders. Now, how long is it being possible to get it done? Obviously, we're not magicians. So we'll try to pull it as much as we can because obviously we also want to make this company huge and big. But at the same time, there are challenges around it because the industry that we are into, railways, infra, they don't have any limit. That's a massive, massive, ocean where you can get into lots of things. You can Kavach, you can get into rail tracks, you can get into sleepers, you can get into YBDs, you know, whatnot, crossings, for castings, whatnot. But the point is, our plan has to happen one by one. So if you would have asked me, what's my understanding of 1.5 or 2 years of growth, I would have told you exactly what I probably told my last gentleman, that if we have to build a dream, and the way I dreamt it when I was at 12,000 metric tons to 100,000 metric tons or 150,000 metric tons, that day people would have laughed it on my face in 2023. But today, after 2 years, we've achieved something which is improbable. Like people, sit across and say, "हाँ ठीक है, 1 लाख 1.5 लाख टन बना लिया, 1.5 लाख टन फेरोलॉय प्लांट का नहीं बनाया, 1.5 लाख टन इंजीनियरिंग कंपनी का बनाया, which is crazy." But along with that, if I have to answer this very categorically, we should look at 3-3.5 lakh tons in the next 2-3 years, subject to all the companies coming in and all the executions. The key is execution. Execution happening at the right time, and that happens with effort and also with God's grace. Akib,
Right.
your next question.
Yes. Any industry number you can give for the growth that is happening? I know it's a big industry, but is it possible to give some kind of growth rate that the whole country is growing at? The whole
See,
industry, what you're doing?
the industry at large is growing at 7.5 to 8%. Sometimes people say it's 12.5 to 14%, but what is the math behind it is very difficult for me to derive and decipher. I'm a guy who's very based on very categorically based on execution and actual logical math. It cannot be something that can be just out of just my hat. Now, the point is, when you're talking about 7.5 or 8%, look at the way the railway has grown. Railway needs 8.5 lakh wagons, and I've said this again and again. 8.5 lakh wagons to justify its tracks that it's already laid down in the DFCC and also the passed out tracks, out of which 4.5 lakh wagons have been manufactured, out of which 1.5 lakh wagons will be refurbished every 3 to 4 years. So every 3 or 4 years will be required to refurbish and repair out those 3.5 lakh or 1.5 lakh wagons. By that time, there will be new order. So we will actually reach the fruition point of 8.5 lakh wagons, not by 2031. But by 2034, 2035, maybe 2032, 2033, it depends. Now, if obviously some companies shoot up the production capacity to obviously like 10,000, 20,000 wagons, that's a separate issue. But I think this is going to be a standard out position where we'll have 35, 40,000 wagons being manufactured every year from this industry. And there will be only 6 or 7 large players consolidated with all the other smaller players under their belt eventually in the next 3 or 4 years. And that is how the wagon industry will grow. Obviously, the coach industry is a different ballgame altogether. It is something that we'll get into in times to come. Obviously, because we are bodybuilders. Our strength is engineering. Our strength is not to say what is right, what is wrong. What is in the interest of the country at large is for the bureaucrats and the ministers to take a call on. For us to build the body, first we finish the wagon part, we eat the entire pie, then we go to the coach.
Thank you, Akib.
Yes,
We'll
thank you
take the
so much.
next. Yeah, thank you. We'll take the next question from Vansh Jain. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is regarding like our business is largely dependent on government CapEx. So say today we find that the government focus is say maybe deviating to other sectors more like defense or XYZ, and railway they might bring it down or they are already bringing it down. So in that case, how you foresee our stand, like in if there is a, if we take a pessimistic view that there is a massive cut from government on railways, then how we will be able to maintain our turnover or growth rate? Because you
Well,
have given a beautiful picture of increasing the capacity, but tomorrow we should have customers for the same, right?
yes, Vansh, right?
Yeah.
Vanshji, I'll answer your question in three parts.
Yeah.
The first part is our entire asset on the ground of it is fungible. Fungible means it is interchangeable in nature. We are into the manufacturing of, like I'm again and again saying, we are an engineering company into the manufacturing of components. Tomorrow,
Yeah.
if you tell me we do not have to make any of this and we just have to make auto products, we can do that as well. It's also cold roll forming. It's also bevelling. It's also cutting, sheeting, piling, and fabrication of items. So we are an engineering company that is into fabrication of items. We galvanize, we manufacture, and we make you whatever you want to make. Now, I primarily call myself a wagon and a railway factory because that's my largest interest in this business. But if you tell me tomorrow that railways tomorrow shuts down in India, right? There is no freight, there's no wagon. भाई हम लोग सारा का सारा बनाएंगे इंफ्रा का प्रोडक्ट्स. नाउ कमिंग बैक टू सेकंड पार्ट. ओके, सेकंड पार्ट में है इंडिया टुडे स्टैंड्स ऑन फोर पेडेस्टल्स. ये चार चीज के बगैर इंडिया के पास वो चार पैर नहीं रहेंगे तो कुर्सी यहां से वहां डगमगाएगी. एक है आपके आपके एग्रीकल्चर, सेकेंड है आपका रेलवेज, तीसरा आपका इंफ्रा, चौथा आपका डिफेंस. ये चारों के बगैर इंडिया चल ही नहीं सकती. अब मैं मान लेता हूं, आई अंडरस्टैंड दिस वेरी वेल, एंड व्हेन द क्वेश्चन दैट यू आस्क्ड, आई हैव आस्क्ड दिस टू माय सेल्फ 4 years बैक बिकॉज आई हैव सीन that the wagon industry also went through a slump time back in the day when you had these companies today who are listed and valued at 13,000 crores, who are valued at 1,500 crores for the longest time of their lives, right? So these guys, when you see today, our concept of having a fungible business or an interchangeable strength is only because I realized, and we actually jumped to take NS Engineering and have an infra piece, and a lot of my investors actually believed in the fact that we should do this once I told them this concept. The concept was very clear. I said, I want to be in two, at least out of four, maybe three out of four in the near future of the four things that India stands on, the economy stands on. It cannot be tomorrow that aapki puri wagon band ho jayegi. Though today the GDP massively grows on the factor of the freight movement. Aap utna automobile ke raste hi nahi aapke paas. India mein, wo aap Gadkari saab ke to statement aata hai ki main 90 km roz bana raha hoon, wo khud toote bhi to 30 hai. Uska kaun baat karega? और ईपीसी कॉन्ट्रैक्टर तो वही है हमारे आस पड़ोस वाले लेने लेने वाले. कितने काम को एलएनटी को मिलता है? एलएनटी भी तो सब सब्जुकेट करके सब सब ऑर्डिनेट कर देता है काम को. सो दिस इज द रियल पिक्चर ऑफ इंडिया, राइट? वी कैन टॉक अबाउट एनी विकसित भारत एंड ऑल, एंड आई बिलीव इन द विकसित भारत एंड द ब्यूटीफुल फ्यूचर ऑफ इंडिया, बट द रियलिटी इज दैट टुडे देयर आर चैलेंजेस दैट वी आर हैविंग टू फेस एट द मिड कैप लेवल. एंड एट मिड कैप आई हैव अंडरस्टूड वेरी क्लियरली दैट इफ वी आर इन इंफ्रा एंड द रेलवे स्पेस टुगेदर, एंड आई डोंट टॉक अबाउट डिफेंस राइट नाउ बिकॉज आई एम नॉट देयर, बट इफ आई एम इन द इंफ्रा एंड द रेलवे स्पेस together, it's very difficult to dislodge me. And if I have a fungible and an interchangeable target and a concept of strength of just economics in terms of engineering strength, then sir, I can make anything. Na, kal aap green building bana do, main aapko structure bana ke de deta hoon. Aap kal truck banane lag jao, main body building de deta hoon aapko. Meri company hai jo EV bikes banati hai, uski sari body parts main bana deta hoon. So that's the strength.
Yeah, that's fine. Secondly, जो मायोटिक के साथ दैट थिंग इज गोइंग ऑन, वेदर दे रियली वांट टू अक्वायर द कंपनी और द मोटिव इज समथिंग एल्स, हाउ
So
एक्चुअली?
I think that air got cleared, no? So Miotic fought the battle for the longest time, but something changed in their heart, and I think they've done the right by us, by themselves, by God. They have submitted a affidavit in the court, and that is it. Been mentioned in one of the orders that I think we put up in the BSE exchange also for all of you guys to read. Their affidavit reads, and I'm telling in precise, it reads that they are now not interested in the race anymore. And they don't have a problem with it being handed over to us, subject to the fact that we are eligible by 29A. And also for a matter of fact that they've written this in an affidavit, shouted out in the court and given it to the court as one of the rejoinders and filings. They only have asked for 1.75 crore of their EMD that they had paid for participating in the tender to be given back to them. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've won some part of the battle.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Vansh. We'll request the participant to limit their questions to one. I'll take the next question from Kalyan K. Please go ahead.
Sorry, I missed the camera.
We'll take the next question from Kalyan.
Please.
We'll move on to Harshit. Harshit, please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. You are, Harshit.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. You have beautifully explained the timelines part of if we don't get Amgen, then it will add 2 years to our timeline. Now, just want to understand, we wish we get the Amgen part, but if we don't get the Amgen, then how much cost will be added? Because if we acquire Amgen through NCLT, and if we don't acquire an asset in NCLT, and if we build fresh, then what will be the cost difference between that two scenarios?
If we acquire Amgen through the NCLT, we are acquiring an asset that has a capacity to build loco coaches to Box NHL, to all sorts of wagons, loco coaches, as well as at some point, maybe even dream of becoming get into the coach business also. So that business, that piece of land and that asset size, as well as the strength of the engineering inside the asset is massive. I don't have to build something like that. I often say that Amgen was built by the American rail car, right? And the American rail car built a golf course inside Amgen. Boss, I will never even dream of, even if I love golf, I would have never dreamt of making a golf course inside a factory. I mean, that's bizarre. But this is the way Amgen is built. That is why the pricing and the future visibility of that factory and that company is massive. But if we have to build something like that across, we will not build it of that nature. We will build it at probably 35-40% of that size. And the pricing will be pretty much the same. So the price at which we are getting Amgen right now, that is the price at which the 35-40% of that asset will be. If we build it here in the area that I've shortlisted when I had bid for Amgen, because I was not certain that time whether I'll be able to get Amgen or not. And that time I had to go and even today, we always have this thing in our head, though I feel very confident about everything, but about these things at large, because I'm at the helm of situations, looking at the daily affairs of these things. But I do realize that if God forbid, even 1% chance of this doesn't fall out well, then we have another asset where we'll be probably doing 35% of the entire cost of Amgen. And that 35% is the amount that of cash I'm carrying already, like almost 200 odd crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for the clarification. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you, boss. Thank you.
Thank you, Harshit. Sir, we'll take the last question from Siddharth Lakhanpal. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations, Aditya, for a great
thank
set of
you,
numbers. So, you used to provide a split of the production volume across the three entities that you have. If you could provide the same. And in continuation to that, so I've been tracking the company for the past 1.5-2 years now. So,
right.
On the Cosmic standalone side, you have generally a gross profit per kg or a ton kind of a metric that you use. So
yes.
On the NS side also, do you have the same?
Yeah. So basically, let's start
sure.
on the first. So just repeat the first one so that I can answer it, then we can go to the second one.
So the 47,200 ton split between the three entities, if there is anything in the Cosmic Springs.
So basically in the breakup of 47,200, 300 metric tons, precisely is 23,800 metric tons is the CRF. Which is the single unit along with its, ancillaries. And the next of the 25,000 is from, 20,000, 21,000 is from this, what's it called? Your
NS.
NS. And 4,500 is from Cosmic Springs and Engineers for fabricated steel and all sorts of fabrications that it does for the in-houses.
Sure. And now coming to the EBITDA gross profit per ton for NS, if you could share that.
So you know what, NS, I think the EBITDA and the gross profit will be, so your raw material price practically stands at anywhere between 45 to 55,000 rupees, right? So let's take an average of say 50,000 rupees. Now 50,000 rupees of material, you have an average overhead cost of almost 2,500 rupees. So that's almost 52.5. And along with that, you have say a miscellaneous expense of 0.5. So that's 53 rupees. That's the basic, the gross point, right? So that will bring me to the EBITDA position. 53, and the selling price will be up somewhere around 60 odd, 60, 61. Because my galvanized products are being sold at somewhere around 68 to 69,000 rupees per metric ton. My non-galvanized material are being sold at 61, 58 to 61. And the other products like the monopoles and your octagonal poles, which are very expensive, they are getting sold at 90,000 rupees a ton because the weight is also lesser, like I said. So it works like that. So if you talk about, say, 7,000 rupees on a 53,000 rupees, so you're talking about a 13% EBITDA. But what happens is it gets averaged out because often the purchasing that we do is often of so many parts. And why did I ever thought about or talk about getting into the liquid metal acid businesses? Only because I wanted to leverage, I still want to leverage the purchases that we do. We don't actually end up with the my problem is we don't purchase straight up. Like we don't have like, yeah, 4 mm into 1200 into coil 30 tons, and you give me 30,000 tons and I'll buy everything. I have so many breakouts of types of raw material, qualities, specifications, like 18 types of specifications, two or three types of qualities. On top of that, almost 80 or 90 types of SQs in purchases for which I have to forward book, for which I have to give advance to the creditors, because otherwise they'll ask me to open LCs. And those LCs will again have to be coming out from my limits that I'll have to make. Again, you have to book that much amount of margins, and then 25% of margin में मेरे को 25% में तो मेरा रुपया ही घूम जाता है, तो क्या मतलब है मेरे को?
Understood. Thank you so much. And just a last note on the company and your performance. You say that there are two parts of it, getting Amazon, then execution. But I think you've sorted out the execution part pretty well, given your track record. So fingers crossed and all the best for the Amazon
Fingers crossed, man.
acquisition.
Fingers crossed, man.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, I'm basically 100% sure that your execution will be on point with the
Thank
current
you. Thank you so
timelines
much,
that you
man.
said. Thank you so
Thank
much.
you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Siddharth. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir, since that was the last question, would you like to give any closing comments?
Are you asking me to give a closing comment?
Yes, sir.
They don't want to hear me anymore, I think. I've been speaking way too much. No, thank you so much for coming in. It was great talking to everybody. I think I had a great time talking to you guys. I think we should do this more often. Even if Captify doesn't want to do it with us, you just go catch hold of Mohsin Bhai and ask him to just open this page. मैं फ्री रहता हूँ, लोग झूठ बोलते हैं, मैं रात को फ्री रहता हूँ, अपने कर सकते हैं. आई लव टॉकिंग टू माई गाइज. आई गेट मेनी इनपुट्स एंड द क्वेश्चन दैट दे आस्क मी. आई थिंक आई ऑफन अंडरस्टैंड दैट दीज क्वेश्चन आई हैव आस्क्ड माई सेल्फ. सो एट सम पॉइंट इन टाइम I realize that these are the questions that often need to be asked a promoter, so that the promoter keeps grounded situations in his head and he starts answering these questions again and again, so that he realizes what are the issues that can come up tomorrow. So I had a great time, and I hope I answered all the questions to everybody to the best of my ability. This deck is great. Go through it. It's been made with a lot of love and effort by Mohsin Bhai, our team, and also Vinay. And so yeah, go through it. It has all the details. And if anybody wants to get any further details, please feel free to get in touch with Captify. And with our CS in Cosmic CRF. Thank you so
So
much.
thanks. Thanks, Aditya. That was an Amazon, sorry, amazing discussion.
You
And I think this
had to
So thanks for giving us your time, and thanks to all the participants for getting on the call. This
Yeah.
brings us to the end of today's conference call.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Bye. Bye.